AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump celebrates 100 days in office on Saturday, the same day the government will shut down if Congress doesn't pass a spending bill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The White House is stressing a shutdown can be avoided.
It's not something that we want to have. We want our priorities funded.
Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney on Fox News Sunday saying that includes money in the spending bill for the president's border wall. That's where the potential showdown looms.
Democrats do not support the wall.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi on NBC's Meet the Press, when asked if there's any scenario where Democrats would support money for the wall in order to avoid a shutdown, she says it's not on them.
The Republicans have the votes in the House and the Senate and the White House to keep government open.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president spoke to China's leader within the past few hours. The worry is that Pyongyang is about to carry out another nuclear test. Our Jerry Shi is in Beijing.
South Korean officials and other analysts have speculated that a test could be coming in the coming days, possibly Tuesday, when North Korea will celebrate the anniversary of the founding of its military. China's very worried a situation could escalate out of control.
Defense Secretary Mattis is in Afghanistan, where a Taliban attack on an Afghan military base has killed 144 soldiers. The Trump administration is considering sending in more U.S. troops. After a series of legal battles, New Orleans is taking down prominent Confederate monuments seen by many there as a sign of white supremacy. New Orleans is a mostly African-American city. A house fire killed five people in New York City yesterday. Three of the dead are children. No word yet on what caused that fire. This is AP Radio News. Be alert for this scam. You could lose your house. Here's our Julie Walker.
Around the U.S., deed theft has emerged as one of the most sophisticated and devastating frauds ever to menace homeowners. Thieves use lies to convince the desperate homeowners to sign over their title, then force them into homelessness or years-long legal battles. It has been most severe in gentrifying neighborhoods quickest to rebound from the housing crisis. Some have been prosecuted, but officials warn if it seems too good to be true, it just may be. Julie Walker, New York.
Former President Obama will speak at the University of Chicago today. This is his first public event since leaving the White House. It's invitation only and billed as an effort to encourage the next generation of leaders. President Obama's presidential library is at the University of Chicago as well. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.